preparing for the worst-case Olympic scenario. This is the military and police dealing with a simulated terrorist attack during a training exercise earlier this year. And this week, London will see more intensive security testing. They're calling it Olympic Guardian. Britain trying to show the world that it's ready to protect the Games and also hoping to deter terrorists.
We have got to make sure that we have got a plan in place that can deal with the unlikely but very serious threat that might exist to the Olympic Park. The sort of 9/11 threat that everybody knows about, and also for the lower, slower type of target which might pop up closer to the Olympic Park, which we would need to intervene.
So that's why from Wednesday there'll be fighter jets training in the skies over London, and why this block of flats is one of six potential sites which could house surface-to-air missiles. For Londoners, military scenes much closer to home than usual. The Royal Navy's HMS Ocean will berth at Greenwich. The skies above the Olympic Park will be a no-fly zone this summer, and the last resort is for snipers in helicopters to shoot pilots on rogue planes, and that will also be tested.
Now, of course, these military exercises are all aimed at scenarios that organisers hope won't happen, but they'll also be testing things this week that definitely will, like tens of thousands of people coming through this shopping centre on the way to the Olympic Park.
This Saturday there will be five different sporting events at the Olympic venues. 80,000 spectators will be at the Olympic Park, and that's in addition to the FA Cup final at Wembley. A very busy day for the capital.
This weekend is a significant event for us in terms of the number of tests that are going to be taking place. Not just about routine policing across London and the big events across London, but also the LOCOG venue security operations that will be run, the large numbers of people that will be going and enjoying events in the park.
London wants the world to remember the Olympics for the sporting moments. The military and police will take centre stage for now, but their hope is to blend into the background during the Games. Adrian Warner, BBC London News.